In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list. We put together a list of what we believe are some of the best books for children in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. We just finished our middle school category. We move on to our next category, young adult novels. There we find Candace Bushnell. She is the author of the book Rules for Being a Girl. It's our pleasure to welcome Candace Bushnell to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
I am doing great, Rodney.
Good, good, good. So let me tell you this. Now, first of all, I have to thank you because my wife is a huge fan of Sex and the City. So tell us how, you know, this thing that you started as a newspaper column became this international blockbuster TV series and then a chain of movies. How did that happen?
Well, I was writing about my life, and I actually was writing about, basically it was like a new phase in women's lives, a new time in women's lives. And the column was very popular. And then I sold it to be a book, and then I got lots of offers from people to do it as a TV show or as a movie, and I ended up going with HBO.
So how much input did you have into the actual production of the TV series?
Well, I had a little some at the beginning. I think I worked with the writers for 2 years and had a huge best-selling novel called Four Blondes. And then I had big offers, big advances. So after that, I really did not work on the show. But it still ended up, in a lot of ways, kind of still following my life in some ways, I'd say. Okay. Which is always fun.
Most definitely. You know, so I've seen on the internet and social media and things like, who are you most like? You know, are you a Carrie? Are you a Samantha? Are you a Charlotte? Are you a Miranda? Which one of those characters is more like yourself?
Well, the character of Carrie Bradshaw is my alter ego.
Okay.
So Sex and the City was really, it was about me. But I didn't want my parents to, my parents are very conservative. In the first episode, I went to a sex club. So I came up with this name, Carrie Bradshaw. And they really, the character was really, really based on me. I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker had her hair done the same, and they wanted her to dress the same as I did, and they gave her the same ring and bracelets and all of that. So, then these things evolve, but, the first couple of seasons, I see there are like so many things that I recognize, from my life. It's funny.
All right.
So, yes, I am the Carrie.
You are the Carrie.
But not everything is the same.
Now, like I mentioned earlier, my wife is this huge fan. And, more than 25 years after you created it, what is it about these women, this series, that still resonates to so many women and back then resonated with so many women and viewers?
I think there's a lot of aspects. I think it's aspirational and it's funny. Mm-hmm. And, it was kind of one of the few shows around that was really celebrating female friendship. But, it has a huge audience. So there are people who, for them, Sex and the City is really about great shoes. So everybody comes to it kind of with, different things that they love about it.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list. For a complete list of all the books that we selected this year in three categories, picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels, all you have to do is visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with us now is New York Times bestselling author and the creator of Sex and the City, Candace Bushnell. She's here this morning to talk about one of her books that made our young adult category in our recommended summer reading list. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, Candace, I understand that you were divorced in your 50s and you started dating. What was dating like after years of marriage and while you're in your 50s?
Well, you know, I wrote all about it in my new book called Is There Still Sex in the City?
Mm-hmm.
Which is coming out in paperback in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so in Is There Still Sex in the City? It's a whole examination of dating in your 50s and the kinds of things that one comes across. Like I went on Tinder and, you know, that was actually kind of depressing. I say that, you know, dating is, it's a little bit harder now. It's definitely harder for everybody. And also as a woman over 50, one of the things that's very different is that there are a lot of younger men who are interested in older women. I mean, young men like in their early 20s who are interested in women over 50. And, you know, there's a whole chapter on that. So it really goes through all of the different phenomenons of dating over 50.
And Candace, I understand that that book is in development to become a TV series as well.
It is. It is in development. And, you know, I'm working on the script. With TV, you just never know. But yes, I am working on that.
Okay, good. All right. Well,
when it will come out, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well,
I hope I'm still alive.
Well, I'm sure we'll see this project on TV very soon. Now, let's talk about your new project. It's called Rules for Being a Girl. It's one of the books that we selected in our young adult category. I love the book. I love reading the book. If you would like more information on this book and all the books that we're featuring, again, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Now, tell us about the new book and the plot in the book, Rules for Being a Girl.
Well, it's the storyline is, it's about, you know, basically a regular girl. She could be anybody. And, you know, she's done everything right. She's played by all the rules. And she thinks that she has her senior year all figured out. And then she has an encounter with a predatory teacher. And basically her whole world turns upside down. And, you know, she questions a lot of things about her life. And, I mean, really, she discovers feminism. It really follows, like, what happens when something like this happens. And we are really with Marin, who's the main character, on her journey. You know, and at first she questions herself, and then someone said, oh, it's not a big deal, but, you know, then it is a big deal, and then the predatory teacher becomes, you know, she becomes very vengeful and, mm-hmm. you know, goes after her, tries to ruin her life. So, you know, I think it's a, you know, really good story, and it's the kind of thing that, you know, it happens quite often, I think.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our recommended summer reading list edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. On the phone with me is Candace Bushnell. You know her as the New York Times bestselling author of Sex and the City and the creator of the show on HBO, Sex and the City, and the movies as well. So, Candace, let me ask you this. Now, you primarily write for adults, yet this book is a young adult novel for teens. Why was it important for you to bring this story to teens? And I must say that it reminds me a lot of what we see, what's going on, and what's very relevant with the Me Too movement.
Yes. Well, it was definitely inspired by the Me Too movement. And I actually have a couple of friends, and something like this has happened to their daughters. Mm. And, you know, one of my friends, it took her daughter like a year and a half to tell her. And, you know, I mean, it's great to be able to, you know, to write a book like this, because these are the kinds of things that, you know, in the past, it was a little too, like, dicey to write about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that it's important to know about. You know, we've gotten quite a few responses where, you know, women who were older read it and said, oh, I wish it was a book like this when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Because something like this happened to me.
So let's talk very briefly now. You co-authored this book. How different was that for you?
Well, when you're co-authoring a book, it's, you know, you really have to work with your editor. And it's probably a little bit more like writing for TV in the sense that, you know, you do outlines.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot of outlines. If I'm just writing for me by myself, I don't need an outline, and I don't ever do an outline. But when you're writing with someone else, you have to know, like, where the other person is going. So you trade things, you go back and forth, and it works.
It most definitely works.
So it's a different experience, but it's actually great because, you know, there's something that's really fun about it because you're really sharing your enthusiasm with somebody else.
Different energy. All right, well, we're running out of time. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Candace, more about your books, the TV show, everything that you're working on, how can they find out more about you, Candace?
Well, I don't know, maybe Instagram, or I have a website, www.candacebushnell.com.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. I really enjoyed reading Rules for Being a Girl, and I'm really proud to have it on our recommended summer reading list. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for summer reading in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. Right now, we're in our young adult novel category. We just spoke to Candace Bushnell. For a complete list of all the books that we selected this year, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now.